Jeremiah chapter 4. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith Jehovah, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then thou shalt not be a wanderer. And thou shalt in truth, in justice, and in righteousness swear, as Jehovah liveth. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. For thus saith Jehovah to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, Break up for you a fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves for Jehovah, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn, and there be none to quench it because of the evil of your doings. Declare ye in Judah, and cause it to be heard in Jerusalem, and say, And blow the trumpet in the land, cry aloud, and say, Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the fenced cities. Set up a banner toward Zion, to take flight, stay not. For I am bringing evil from the north, and a great destruction. The lion is come up from his thicket. The destroyer of the nations is on his way. He is gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate. Thy cities shall be laid waste without inhabitant. For this, gird you with sackcloth, lament and howl. For the fierce anger of Jehovah is not turned away from us. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith Jehovah, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes, and the priests shall be astonished, and the prophets shall be amazed. And I said, Alas, Lord Jehovah, surely thou hast greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, Ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reacheth unto the soul. At that time shall it be said to this people and to Jerusalem, A hot wind cometh from the heights in the wilderness, on the way of the daughter of my people, not for fanning nor for cleansing. A wind more vehement than that shall come from me. Now will I also pronounce judgments against them. Behold, he cometh up as clouds, and his chariots are as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are destroyed. Wash thy heart, Jerusalem, from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? For a voice declareth from Dan, and publisheth affliction from Mount Ephraim. Inform the nations, behold, make Jerusalem to hear. Besiegers come from a far country, and raise their voice against the cities of Judah. As keepers of a field are they against her round about, for she hath been rebellious against me, saith Jehovah. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. This is thy wickedness, yea, it is bitter, yea, it reacheth unto thy heart. My bowels, I am in travail. O the walls of my heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, for thou hearest, my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the clamor of war. Destruction upon destruction is proclaimed, for the whole land is wasted. Suddenly are my tents laid waste, my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish, they have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have no intelligence. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was waste and empty, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills shook violently. I beheld, and lo, man was not, and all the fowl of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down before Jehovah, before his fierce anger. For thus saith Jehovah, The whole land shall be a desolation, but I will not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back therefrom. At the noise of the horsemen and the bowmen, every city fleeth. They go into the thickets, and climb up upon the rocks. Every city is forsaken, and no man dwelleth therein. And thou, wasted one, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rendest thine eyes with paint, in vain dost thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers despise thee, they seek thy life. For I hear a voice, as of a woman in travail, anguish as of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion. She moaneth, she spreadeth forth her hands, saying, Woe unto me, for my soul faileth because of murderers.